Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about the crucial political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the challenges facing everyone.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Here, another edition of Democratic Perspective. We have an interesting show today. Not that we always don't have great shows, but once again, my co-host Steve Williamson is, bouncing over the dunes of California. He assures me that he's going to return someday, but I don't know. Either way, we've been having a great time while he's gone on Democratic Perspective, and this morning we got Paul Horner. Remember, we did a show with Paul Horner a while back. Paul's claim to fame, you know, he created more than a little controversy right here in our own studio. He had a website called The National Report, and he put some satire during the election, during the 2016 election of Donald Trump. We'll go ahead and set this up for Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Ted, how you doing?
Say that.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, yeah, that he is actually here. And correct me if I'm wrong. So you put some stuff on this on your website. It gets picked up by right wing, different news sources, for want of a better term, different information outlets, and it gets believed, and people believe it influenced and impacted. Certainly CNN believed. You were all over CNN. You got invited to talk to the European Parliament. I want to talk about some of this stuff. So go ahead. What did you say? I mean, I know this is old news for you, but what did you say, and what did they pick up, and what did those other people want to know about all of that?
Sure. I've been writing for probably the last 7 years professionally as a writer. I write a lot of political satire, online hoaxes, all that kind of stuff, which used to be a lot different than compared to what they started calling it back in November.
Right.
They started calling it fake news and all that stuff, and that was just because of Donald Trump. And that was just a portion of my writing, and I have a lot of different websites. National Report was just one of the websites I wrote on. There was a lot of other ones that I was writing on that were my own websites. And basically what happened is that after Trump, so the story basically, because I've been interviewed a million times in the last 7 years, a lot of my stories have been debunked. I mean, I've built the Snopes, like Snopes like is around because of me. Like I've put their kids through college, like I've paid all their bills. Like, their lights are on. Snopes, like, their lights are on because of me.
That's debunking Paul Horner is a full-time job. I get it.
Yeah, so anyway, what happened was, I throughout the election, because I would always pick topics to write about and targets that I would like, and Trump was always one that I didn't like, and I didn't like his supporters. I felt they were very extremely ignorant, extremely hateful, wanted to divide this country and not bring it together. And they were being led by this guy who was just telling them what they wanted to hear.
Right.
Like, everything he did was fake news. Like, he would just say something and then their supporters would believe it. They tweeted my stories all the time as true. Like, just because one of the stories probably, I don't know, you probably heard it, like Trump supporters were thinking that protesters were getting paid, like actually paid. And I had gone to two Trump rallies, and I 100%, nobody was getting paid to protest that guy. So I just made up a fake article about some guy coming clean that he got paid $3,500, made it seem like that it was Hillary Clinton that paid him. And I wrote up a fake Craigslist ad and the whole thing. And it just had all this ridiculous stuff in it. I mean, anybody that shared it, they're like, "You actually believe this?" And like, they ran with it and made them look like idiots. And they're like, Donald Trump's son like tweeted it. What's her name, Conway? She tweeted it.
Yeah.
And then they all got called idiots, and then they deleted it. But that's how they ran their whole campaign. Is they picked up any propaganda that sounded good, so that tweet sounded good, the title sounded good, but then if you actually read it, it was just, I mean, there was talks of just, it was just insanity. It made zero sense. It was all satire. It was to make them look like idiots for sharing something just based on a title.
But they do, and certainly it must, percentages, I think what they learned, one of the things they learned, besides taking it down, is the value of a lie, that their people, I think they learned right along with the rest of the country, that their people would stick. It would stick with a certain percentage of their supporters.
Sure. Yeah, no, they didn't care. They just wanted to hear they would know the information was false. Like, I was on, like, front lines with their supporters and, like, online and in person, and, like, all they cared about was just hearing something that fit their agenda, what they wanted to hear. And
I see.
And that's what anything out there does. Anything that's in the media, like, is fake news, technically. I mean, anything that panders to a certain group, like Fox News, Breitbart, like any of those groups, like, right. Those are the extreme right ones. Like, they're way more media biased. They have way more of an agenda. But all those that tell people what they want to hear, getting more viewers, getting more followers, just to make more ad revenue, which is what they do, and get more followers, more money, and build more of a base, so they tell them what they want to hear. That's all fake news. All of it is. Like, you'll never see anything. Like, and the thing is, like, I mean, the BBC, like Huffington Post, they do the same thing, but it's not as bad as the right, I think. But, I mean, you'll never see, like, a pro-Trump story on the Huffington Post, and you'll see that all the time on Breitbart and Fox News.
I see what you're saying. Sure. Yeah, no, both sides do it. It's just when it comes to this kind of propaganda, it seems like the right is just better at it, I guess, would be the... now, like I said...
I don't know if they're better at it. I found that they're just, like, over the years, 100% they believe things more. I found that anyone... no offense to people that believe in religion. I'm just not a fan. I don't believe in any of that stuff.
Sure.
But anybody that believes in a Bible God, which is usually the right, they believe anything online. They go with it. The alt-right, the far-right conservatives, like, they run with anything. They click ads also. Like, and I can show statistically, like, the right will click ads 10 times more than the left will. Believe stuff more, and they click ads more. So it's interesting. Fox News, like, they definitely know what they're doing, like, pandering to that group of people. So...
All right, so listen, one of the things I want to talk about, and we can get back to that, but I want to talk about your experience. I want to talk about Paul Horner. You're a stand-up comedian and a satirist, and you have this digital life that maybe is a little broader and a little longer, or goes maybe a little more history than other stand-up comedians and satirists. But this is who you are, and Paul Horner from Phoenix, Arizona, ended up on CNN a number of times, ended up being called by the Washington Post, ended up speaking before the European Parliament, and this has all been in the last 6 months or most of it. So, what has this done to you, and where are you in all of this?
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster, just because. I was one of the few people that did this type of what they were calling fake news.
Right.
In my opinion, it's all fake news. But they were they were referring to me as like a spokesman on this, just because unfortunately there's a lot of, and like, the reason a lot of it got a bad reputation is because a lot of it out there has no purpose. Like, I know a lot of people that do actual just fake news stuff that is 100% false, and they would do stuff that just didn't have a purpose. There was no humor in it. Like, all my stories had some kind of humor. There was, like, facts within the story. There was a target. There was a reason that I would write the story, a purpose. So I was one of the only ones that would speak out about this, because I've always been proud of my work. The last 7 years, like, I've always been proud of every story that I've done. So I had just hundreds and hundreds of interview requests from everyone. I did interviews with everyone from, Vice News, Rolling Stone, to local media sources. And, I just spoke out against Trump and the reason I was writing all that stuff and the humor behind it. And people saw it. And so, yeah, I spoke to the European Parliament just about misinformation in the media and the importance of fact-checking. And that was always a goal of mine. I mean, even when I started 7 years ago, I was like, the idea of people questioning their media and not just, or their news information, not just going along with it. And I had told them, because they were concerned about, like, what was happening. Like, everyone was real quick to call things fake news now. They were calling, they were like, well, they're calling legitimate news sources fake news. And I'm like, great. That's perfect, because it is, like, technically. And Trump is doing good things with that, as much as a horrible president he is. But yeah, he's bringing to light all that. He's making people, like, question their news, and people are evolving. They're evolving the way they check their information, they get their information. They're not just believing things, like, just in passing it off as quickly as they were before.
And you
explain
this.
The media is evolving, too. Everyone's evolving with this. It's great.
You explain this to the European Parliament, that they need to check the, I don't care who they are, what the source, they need to check it. Like you said, the Huffington Post, on the left, on the right, first of all, apply a little common sense, apply a little critical thinking, which all the studies show that the left does a lot better or more of than the right. You said the right will click, the right will believe. The left at least applies some critical thinking and some skepticism to what they're
That's what I found for sure.
So tell me, real quick, Andy Borowitz has to be a fan of, you know, you're a fan of this. His satire, or maybe not, I don't know, but his satire seems to have purpose and humor anyway. At least it has humor.
Yeah, the reason I'm a fan of his writing. He's definitely a talented writer. I mean, The Onion is our great writer.
There you go. That was my next one on the list. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, like, the reason that I like what I do, at least with this end, I mean, I do stuff that is like The Onion. I do write serious stuff. I write a lot of different types of stuff. But when it comes down to this, I mean, Snopes has even gone from calling it fake news to just false articles. They are. Or hoaxes, like the PolitiFact just called me the internet's most prolific hoax artist. So people keep on changing the name of what this stuff is called, but I know that like the reason I think it's more powerful is that when you see a thing like with The Onion and you see like you know, Trump quoted in there as saying something, you know it's a gag, like.
Right.
You know the joke reading into it, so you know that it's just a gag, it's not real, that there's nothing to believe. But, like, when I have, you know, stuff, like, and I'm quoting Trump and I'm quoting whatever, it's a lot more powerful. Like, when I'm having Trump say that he's going to deport all the Jews in Hollywood, and, like, that's, like, it gets their followers thinking, like, holy shit, this guy might actually be bad news, I got to, like, actually start looking into it, and it makes them like start critically thinking that person, and then they can just go to facts, and then they'll get them out of their echo chamber of like hate and ignorance, and they'll start looking at actual news sources instead of just Breitbart and their online hate groups on Facebook, like, or like Reddit, like the Donald.
Hey, Paul.
Like, yeah,
Paul, before you go too much farther, this is Tom Tabak with the radio station. You can't use the S word on the air.
The S word.
I didn't hear you.
All right. No, thank you.
Sorry.
Got it. Thanks. All right, so go ahead. You're talking about The Onion.
Oh yeah, no, I was just saying that's it. I mean, there's just I mean, it's good stuff. You know the gag going into it. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
And why
they didn't know that Paul Horner was, or you know, how you became this the center of this storm, and because of Trump's. And let's talk about Trump for a minute. I'm glad you got off of the they are using other terms than fake news, false reports, all these other, that's fine, because the fake news thing, like, everybody was so quick to say it. And I mean, you could be reading from the Declaration of Independence and people say, oh, fake news.
Yeah,
so I'm glad they're applying different terms. But let's you and I talk about now. Do you think he's as I have it on good authority that from some of the wisest news pundits in the business that he's not as smart as everybody gives him credit for, that he's and now they're throwing around the word moron, that he doesn't know, he really doesn't know that Obamacare doesn't kill people. He doesn't know that he's going to cut off the health care of 23 million, 22 million, depending on what source, but tens of millions of Americans without a replacement if they vote this week. and that lack of health care kills people, that he really, really can't, he's not able to process. So I'm going to ask Paul Horner, somebody that got sort of thrust into this whole spotlight for doing what he saw was satirical articles on a political entity that he thought was absurd and deserved to be the point of satire and derision. Yet, is he as smart as some people think he is, or is he a moron? Does he really not have it together enough to know what he's doing?
I don't know. It's a good question. I think that he is, I don't know about a moron or an idiot. I've seen his followers. I think his supporters that are still behind him are definitely one-sided and ignorant and hateful, and I think they're definitely, I would go as far as calling them morons.
Right.
As for the, like, Trump himself,
yes,
he's very good. He's like a Hitler-type figure, rounding up his troops. I think he's definitely delusional. The things I hear him say about what he wants to do with Obamacare now, because, I mean, it's been voted down in the House for the final time, like, last Sunday, and he's still thinking that he can put something together, but he'll tweet things that are just insanity. Like after it got voted down in the House for the final time on Sunday, he tweets out, "The Democrats just or the what did he say? Like the Republicans just need to put out a new one, and the Democrats will get on side with this. We'll get this forward." And what are you talking about? What you're just gonna? It took you 8 years to come up with this new Republican healthcare bill. It took the Republicans 8 years to come up with it, and it got voted down for the final time. And he thinks that they can just have a luau, drink some Mai Tais together, and just draft up a new one real quick that all 300 million people in the country will agree on.
Well,
delusional for sure. In
it
my
is
opinion.
Delusional for sure. It didn't come to a vote in the Senate. Just to be clear here, it didn't come to a vote, and because they knew they didn't have the numbers. So, but other people believe that they are working.
Oh yeah, not voted down. It didn't get
right.
The support again for
exactly.
The final time last Sunday. But yes,
but other people believe that they are not going to give up. That this hatred of Obama, and this is the insane. So I'm going to paint this picture as quickly as I can. So you got this personal problem with two men, Barack Obama, Donald Trump. Obama made fun of him. Donald J. Trump is a rich and powerful man, skinny little black guys. I don't care who they are. Don't make fun of him in public. And boom, he gets himself elected president. You had a Republican Party that has spent 8 years not doing anything except working anything Obama said. They said it on the inauguration night. It got widely quoted. Mitch McConnell and others said that there is nothing that the president will propose that we will support. We are going to spend our time blocking the president at every turn. There's been fights in American history. There's been disagreements that we could talk about Jefferson. We could talk about Adams. We can talk about Hamilton. We can talk about all these guys that had their issues, but they always put the country first. It was always people first, party second. This is not the way it is. At least on the other side, people wonder why the Republicans do so well. Well, they cheat. They are fighting a different kind of fight. So, but this personal war, this personal issues between Obama and Trump is now being played out, and the people of the country are the losers here. We're the ones that are losing. This guy stands in front of the Boy Scouts of America, and has them chanting, "We love Trump." And you just mentioned, Paul, that I want to mention, we're talking to Paul Horner, the satirist from Phoenix, who reached incredible notoriety as for some of the posts that he had that were satirical and outlandish during the election and post-election, but certainly during the election, that were picked up by the right. You had some things about Hillary. You had some things about protesters and that's our guest this morning. But and I'm going to ask you the question: is personal politics between two guys so strong that we all suffer? 360 million Americans suffer from the fact that these two guys had an issue years ago? Is this?
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting topic. The how vehemently the right will go against anything that the left does or anything that's in Obama's name. Just for the sake of it, I mean, they'll try to pass basically the same bill, the same laws, and just as long as it doesn't have Obama's name on it, and the American people go along with it. And there's so many important things going on right now, and they're able to do it, I guess, because they're able to get enough support. I think the left does it also, and I mock them too when I see it, because I see them the right definitely does it a lot more than the left, but the left will do it too, just to be like, oh, if it's Republican,
Well, you know what I see. You know what I see on the left. Anytime anything happens. Boy Scouts, a terrible speech or a terrible tweet, then I get an email asking me for money from the left. Or I'll get six emails asking me for money. Now, even I'm trying to say, okay, guys, I get that he did this or said this or whatever, but how does that translate into asking me for more money? So I'll get emails from Nancy Pelosi, and I'll get emails from whoever the current Democrat leader is, or Keith, some of the DNC folks will send me letters for money. That's the craziest thing. But let's talk a little bit about what you got going. I want to get back to Paul Horner here, and you got some things, if we can call it post-Trump fake news notoriety here. You've been on all the talk shows. You've been to Europe. They referred to you as the spokesman or the leader of this particular, and there were plenty of people doing it, but somehow you got the nod. So what do you got going on now with your own personal business, your own personal artistic life?
Well, there's definitely been a crackdown on all that within Facebook, and all that's good. I think it's good that they're cracking down on that. They're allowing people to report stuff that is fake news. And, I mean, I didn't ever do this for the money. I mean, I did it because it made money, but that wasn't my main goal. So
spread that out a little bit. What do you mean they're cracking down on Facebook?
On Facebook, they're making it very easy to report things that people are considering fake news. So an article will get, I had a story about that went viral recently about I said that Donald Trump was legalizing the hunting of the American bald eagle.
Yeah, I saw that.
Saying it was the most patriotic thing to do, and that eagle meat tasted great and all this stuff. So, and we had an Entertainment Tonight style video within the article, and it made it just look super legit and just as ridiculous as possible.
Yeah.
But it was so if you see that article on Facebook, it's not that they've deleted it, but it'll say disputed by Snopes and fact check. And you can actually click the links to the articles calling it, they call it false articles, or at least Snopes does. Snopes used to just call it everything fake news. But as I said, they keep changing the name of this stuff. It was always, before Trump, it was always hoaxes and political satire, and now it's different. It just keeps on being labeled different things. So
listen, you're going to write a book or what?
Yeah, I'm putting out a book that's iwritefakenews.com. It should be coming out August 1st, and it's just going to talk about, it's going to be probably my favorite 20 stories. Well, it is my favorite 20 stories, how I got them to go viral. The purpose of them, behind each one, the aftermath, It's going to talk about my experiences in Brussels, speaking to the European Parliament, all the various shows I was on. It's going to talk about I was on a show with Charles Barkley that he put out called American Race that's out right now. And I was on that. I don't know. I can't think of something that I really wasn't on, at least media-wise. So it's been a wild ride since at least November. I've had a lot of interviews and a lot of people writing about my stuff and interviews and just talking about the things I was doing. But since November, it's been insanity. So it's been a wild ride.
Tell us the title of the book again.
It's called I Write Fake News, and
By Paul Horner. All right.
Yep, and my charity, socketforward.com, I include that link in all my stories and give socks to homeless people in the valley. So
I'm sorry. Yes, you can. Please, folks, if Paul does have this charity, Sock It Forward, where he tries to provide socks for the homeless, it's been going on for quite a while. And you can find links on his webpage, on his Facebook page. If you find something with Paul Horner, Sock It Forward is probably not too far in the background. But I do want to talk a little more about the book. This is is this going to be? I don't know. What do you do? Is it going to be an Amazon? Can I buy it for $9.99 on Amazon in a couple of months?
Yeah, it'll be on Amazon. And basically, you can just follow updates on it. I've put together a page that just shows updates and release dates for it on. It's just at iwritefakenews.com. I'm going to be speaking at the world's largest journalist convention in New Orleans on August 9th. And I'm definitely going to be promoting that book there and just talking about it. And it's good stuff. I don't know. It's all just things that have happened to me and things I've seen and the evolve, like how everything's evolved with this whole thing of fact checking and people questioning the news they get and the media that they get is just, it's a good thing. Everything's, people are becoming more intelligent and not just believing everything. They're questioning their news sources and the people are becoming more intelligent. And I know you're not a fan of Trump, but I think it's great that I'm not either at all. But I think he's the best thing to ever happen to this country. He's making people care about things they never cared before. Yeah. Like he's pointing out the people who are the racists in this country, the white supremacists.
Yeah,
he's pointing out the people that don't. He's basically making people care about the environment. Nobody cares about the environment. I've tried to write stories before to go viral that about the environment, making people care about it. People don't care, but they do now. They care now, and with the whole Paris agreement, and he's doing all these things just to point out stuff, and he's trying to do it for his own personal agenda. But at the same time, he's just completely destroying himself, his legacy, and.
Well, that's the reaction. Yeah, no.
So funny.
I want to say, first of all, it's great to have all the Paul Horner stuff in one place. So the book is a great idea, and I think it's gonna. I think there's a certainly an audience for it. But yes, to what else? The other thing that the other point that you're making, there are certain folks that believe, and there are articles to back this up, that the left likes Donald Trump because he's been the best recruiter they've ever had. You have, and it's true. I've been making jokes about our little local Democrats of the Red Rocks, our local political organization. They have monthly breakfasts, and they had a political speaker, or have a political speaker every month, and and they had good attendance. Now they got great attendance. They're knocking it out of the park because everybody is so much more political aware. Speaking of which, I need to take a second and thank Democrats at Red Rocks for their support of Democratic Perspective so we can have guests like Paul Horner and do environmental shows. Democrats at Red Rocks is a strong, longtime supporter of Democratic Perspective. I want to thank Steve Segner and his crew over at El Portal, a wonderful little boutique hotel in the shade of the sycamore trees over near Oak Creek. I want to thank him and his wonderful breakfast crew that hook us up on Mondays and are also great supporters. And And we want to mention that this show and all our shows are archived at various places on the Internet, but they certainly are archived on vvid.org, our website, our Democratic Perspective website, vvid.org. You can find it. We have a guy that writes a great little synopsis of the shows, and the podcast is posted there, and all our shows are there. And there's a button there to help us out financially. We're always looking to stay on the air. We've been on the air for 6 years now, and some people can't believe that, or close to 6 years. But it costs money. So please, if you go to the VVID, the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, we like to call ourselves. That's the best we can come up with. And, we have a website, and we have a PayPal button and other ways that you can, and you can comment. You can tell us how wonderful we are. You can tell us how dumb we are. You can tell us how good looking we are. All those things are great at VVID.org. All right. So back to Paul Horner. It's been a wild ride. You got a book coming out, and that's terrific. I'm really looking forward to that. How's the writing going? As a writer, as two writers here, I know that you seem to have the self-discipline to get it done. So you're going to have it. Is it all done now and just waiting for formatting and all that other stuff?
Oh, the book? Yeah, it's pretty much all there. I just have to, pretty much formatting, just getting some images together and just finishing it up. As for my personal writing, it's definitely become harder with Facebook's crackdown, at least when it comes to this fake news. I've been writing a lot of my own, like, personal stuff that's not a lot of humor, and I've written stuff that's just political satire. But as for these fake stories, it's become a lot more difficult. And that's good. I mean, it's the evolution of all this, like, mm-hmm. with people calling everything fake news and fact checking, and it's important that things like this. I think everything in the media becomes more scrutinized, more. People do more due diligence on it, and they don't just take everything at face value. So it's good. But I've been writing a lot. I've been trying to finish up this book, and I'm just still doing a lot of interviews, working, I'll just say some real interesting stuff, because it looks like this story might break. So you guys will, like, hear it first. If
great.
It does, it totally appears that Trump is paying... and this is real. This is not okay. anything fake. This
Thank
is like real.
Yeah.
But he's definitely on a campaign with Google to improve his search presence with searches like Donald Trump and CNN. So when people type those searches on Google, it's going to show a pro Trump like version of reality, along with a site. There's a site called, it's like a Breitbart site, and I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump owns it.
Yeah.
It's called HulkUSC.com,
uh-huh.
HulkUSC.com. Anyway, there's a story being worked on like that, and it's like with routers, and
I've seen it right away.
Interesting stuff, but I don't know. I'm not going to say any more about that. But if you hear that, you'll be like, "Wow, I heard that first here."
I've seen it already. I've seen when I put in there's all this pro Trump stuff. I always tell people Google is not your friend, and the other search engines either. But Google is not your friend if you're looking for facts. You can find information, and you have to wade through it. Google sells you what it wants to sell you. So the it's not hard to see that Trump must have an army of folks manipulating the SEOs, the search engine optimizations, and all those other things on the Internet. 4 months ago, if you put in Trump and CNN, you would get within the first two or three, certainly on the first page, all of the different CNN commentators calling Trump a liar. You would see the Fox News commentators, the one that they keep showing over and over that called Trump a liar. Those would come up first because they get hit on so much. But they figured it out, and this is 2017, and people like you and many others have known this for a long time, that various ways you can manipulate what comes up and when it comes up, and part of it is greasing the palms of Google and your information. Now, it may get the sponsored label on there, but many people who are cruising and doing things on the web, on the Internet, don't see that something might be sponsored because they put it in 8-point type and very light face very often. But even at that, I think Trump and company are doing all of those things that you're talking. Now, I would be happy. I would love, in fact, why doesn't Paul Horner do a story? You know how this stuff works. Post something about this. Post what Trump is doing to change his image on the web.
I'm working on it right now, and we are working on it. Reuters is actually working on a story right now. It says, I don't know how much we're able to connect the dots to. They're definitely trying to change their image when it comes to searches like Donald Trump and CNN, and it's definitely the Trump administration. Like, I won't speak on behalf of anybody else except what I'm seeing, they're definitely paying lots of money to make it better. And Google's not—they're not bad at this. There's big SEO firms, and they're using lots of techniques to change these search algorithms. And Trump is spending a lot of money on it, and I've seen it firsthand. He's doing it with his image. He's trying to get his and then he's doing legitimate business stuff too within the stuff that these SEO firms are doing, which I'm seeing. And I'm not going to talk a lot about it, but like, because I want to see if Reuters breaks this story. But it's with like TrumpHotels.com. Those are legitimate things he's doing, but then you're seeing him doing this stuff, trying to manipulate the searches, showing positive stuff for Trump, Donald Trump, and CNN, those type of searches, instead of the negative stuff that you're seeing. And
Reuters, so you think Reuters is going to come out with some sort of expose on this? And it really is. I mean, this is, like you said, it's legitimate stuff. I mean, there's Trump everything, and so as he ramps up his legitimate mentions and websites for his legitimate businesses, that moves him, as you know, as we all know, like you said, there's dozens and dozens of search engine optimization firms out there, and the algorithms that govern such are well known to them, certainly not to me. They might be to the guy on the other side of this microphone, to Paul Horner, but I do know that there are ways of doing it, and we're hoping, we're thinking maybe, and I'm going to chime in here, that Reuters is going to come out with something that'll explain exactly, because you can see the difference. I've seen the difference. I'm going to say in the last, certainly at least I've noticed it, because I do research for this show and others, and I've seen it happen probably in the last 14 to 21 days. I'm going to go that there seems to be, and like I said, if you spend any time at all in the search engines, and even in the legitimate databases, that's the, as a former college professor, we deal with databases and a lot. And even in some of the data, so even I think hopefully what anybody that does a story on this will show is not only what it does to Google and Yahoo and DuckDuckGo or whatever other search engines you happen to like, what it also does to the databases when you're looking for legitimate articles. You're a Nexus or you're in a Congressional Quarterly, CQ Researcher. All of these supposedly legitimate databases that Trump and others can have an influence on if you have enough money to spend.
Yeah, for sure. And you'll see it within the next 30 to 90 days. You'll see it even more pro-Trump with some of these searches that he's trying to lower that usually show bad information. And you'll see also, like I said, there's this site. It's like a new Breitbart.com, like, and you can see it online. It's www.hulkusc.com, and the site is, it's just, it's so anti-Democrat, so pro-Republican, so pro-gun rights, so anti-Planned Parenthood, and so anti-Obama. It looks like Breitbart, and it speaks exactly on the same bias and agenda that Breitbart has. It's worse than Fox News, and that is the searches that he's trying to manipulate so that that site shows up, which
I see.
I can't say that he owns it, but right. He definitely has something to do with that site.
All right.
And it's interesting. It'll be interesting. Anyway, you heard that first. You heard that first.
We break it
that's
on
real,
Democratic
that's real
perspective.
News.
We have real news on Democratic perspective. No, that's great. I appreciate that. I look forward to, like I said, it does look obvious. I hope somebody does it, puts it all together. Can this become some sort of where one side starts filling, I mean, blasting, and maybe you got 300-400 people sitting at screens pumping information, pumping stuff into the every website, every chat room, every Facebook, Instagram, and then you got the other side saying, "Hey, wait a minute, they're getting the edge on us here." So you got to, if they go out and hire hundreds of liberal people in front of screens, I mean, has this become? Is this going to freeze up the whole web? Is it going to be? I don't know. Is there some sort of limit? Does Paul Horner come up with an algorithm that wipes all of this stuff out? And where does this end?
I think it's a great evolution. I think things will eventually it just will keep on evolving, and it's great to see what's happening. And I think Trump, at least with his stories, I'm having a hard time even mocking him just because the stuff he does, he writes his own political satire stories. I mean, it's really tough, at least in my world. I can't find any real Trump supporters anymore. I found people that did vote for him, and they're like, yeah, I didn't sign up for all the rest of this.
Yeah, they wanted to... They wanted
I think
to blow
people
things
that
up.
Still support him is a hate crime, in my opinion. The stuff he's doing that's against everyone that's not the white race in this country, along with the environment, just to name a few things. I think he's pure evil. I think his family, his complacent wife, and his horrible sons, I don't know, which suddenly he keeps on getting more and more meetings with Russia, and it started out with one, and now it's four, and now it just keeps on getting more and more ridiculous.
Yeah,
hashtag don't say Russia.
I want to take it to Paul Horner's Facebook page. You had a great thing this morning that said, first it was this, then it was this, then it was that, going down the evolution of the whole Russia thing. So listen, we're down to a minute or so, and I certainly want to thank you. I want to remind people that you got a book coming out.
I write fakenews.com. And also, I just want to say I was the first one to call CNN fake news on Anderson Cooper Live. I did it a month before Donald Trump. That's fact.
Well, there's that. You were the first before Donald Trump to call CNN fake news. I'm not sure that's and that's why you get in trouble, Paul.
Yep.
Let's talk about finding this show, and like everything else, folks, this is written in ink on the web. We got this show and all our shows on bvid.org. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Listen, don't forget, we got a lot of great shows coming up. We got another show on the river coming up in September. Steve Williams will be back and having Democratic Perspective, a wonderful set of shows in the fall. Please remember, we got an election season coming up, and you want to get your election perspectives from Democratic Perspective. We'll have lots and lots of candidates on here. We've had Steve Farley, we had David Garcia, both candidates for governor. They will be back, and we'll be back to tell us more.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and our nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 a.m. news and our Saturday replay after the noon news right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.